Mini test 3. Listening. This section measures your ability to understand conversations and lectures in English. You will listen to one conversation and one lecture. You will hear each conversation and lecture one time. After each conversation or lecture, you will answer some questions about it. The questions typically ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. Answer the questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means that you will hear, but not see, part of the question. You will now begin this part of the listening section. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation between a student and an advisor.
Yes, Sean. What can I do for you? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Then come on in and take a seat. Okay. What's your question?
I'm working on planning my schedule for next quarter, and I'm trying to decide which biology class to take. There seem to be two that are quite similar.
Which two courses are you considering?
Well, one is Introduction to Biological Science, and the other is Biology 101. I thought that a 101 numbered course was a beginning course, so Biology 101 should be an introductory level course. But then Introduction to Biological Science also seems to be an introductory level course.
Well, there's a difference between the courses. Introduction to Biological Science is an overview of biology in a more general way, and Biology 101 is a more detailed and scientific view of the material.
I'm sorry, but I don't quite understand the difference.
Well, a clear example of the difference is the fact that there's work in the lab as part of Biology 101. But there's no lab work in Introduction to Biological Science. Introduction to Biological Science is a lecture class, while Biology 101 includes both lecture and lab.
You mean that in Introduction to Biological Science, the students read about science, and in Biology 101, the students actually take part in science experiments in the lab?
Mm-hmm. You could put it that way.
It seems like Biology 101 is a lot more work than Introduction to Biological Science, with the lab work and all.
It certainly is. That's why Biology 101 is a 4-unit course, and Introduction to Biological Science is only a 3-unit course. Listen, there's another really important difference between these two courses, and it has to do with what your major is. What is your major, by the way?
I'm not actually sure yet. Is that a problem?
You're a freshman, aren't you? You're in your first year?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you actually don't need to declare your major until the end of your second year. But you would be better off making certain decisions a bit earlier than that. And right now, you're making one of them. One really important difference between Biology 101 and Introduction to Biological Science has to do with majors. Biology 101 is required for students who are majoring in science, while Introduction to Biological Science satisfies a general education requirement in science for students who are majoring in subjects outside of science. I know that you haven't decided on your major, but have you at least decided whether you'll be majoring in some area within the sciences or an area outside of science?
No, I haven't even gotten that far in deciding on a major. I may want to major in science, or maybe not.
Okay, well, what I can suggest to you is that you really should start narrowing down your choices for a major area of studies. Perhaps, if you're considering a major in science, you should take Biology 101 as a way of helping you to decide whether or not you enjoy studying science.
If I take Biology 101 and then decide not to major in science, will I still need to take Introduction to Biological Science after Biology 101 to satisfy the general education requirement in science?
No, absolutely not. If you take Biology 101, that'll also satisfy the general education requirement for non-science majors.
Okay, that makes sense. It'll be a good way to help me either to decide that I want a major in science or to find out that I really don't like science.